Accident at Raymer Church near Randburg. That's causing some major delays on both approaches. Catherine Street southbound this morning. Also a stationary vehicle near Vieta Road East. That's causing queuing traffic through the Sandton area. And a couple of faulty traffic lights to look out for this morning, starting off at Rivonia Road and Elon Road in Morningside, at Republic and Bramfisher and Randburg, at Woodmead Drive and the M1 Highway as you off-ramp, and further down on the Woodmead Drive and Woodlands Drive as well. If there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning. For UJFM News, I am Michelle Mukale. Eskom says it will continue disconnecting electricity to Soweto residents who do not pay their bills despite yesterday's protest. Committee members took to the streets protesting against power cuts in areas including Mabetla, Rockville and White City. They refer to a long-standing document that allows for a flat rate to be paid. The power utility, Daphne Mukwena, says that they are not aware of this.
We shall not be treating Soweto customers differently like any other customers. I'm sure all our customers would agree that every customer is supposed to pay for his or her consumption.
My babo, hey.
Former President Jacob Zuma's corruption trial goes back to the High Court in Pietermaritzburg today. Zuma may not be in court today as he is reportedly receiving medical attention in Cuba. He is facing corruption charges from the 1990s multi-billion rand arms deal project. Zuma's appeal for a permanent stay of prosecution was dismissed with costs. The pre-trial proceedings will finalize the state of readiness for the trial. Legal expert Marnie Fritz says that despite Zuma's absence, the court may still decide on the trial date.
As a presiding judge, we want to know what is the prognosis for the future, how long will he be before he recovers, the former president, and if so, have you got all the necessary documentation and the court can then safely set a trial date in the matter.
And finally, Japan has quarantined a cruise ship carrying 3,711 people and was testing those on board for the coronavirus after a former passenger was diagnosed with illness in Hong Kong. 8 people on the vessel, which arrived in Yokohama Bay yesterday, have symptoms such as fever, top government spokesman Yoshihide Suga says. Meanwhile, coronavirus patients have arrived this morning at a Chinese-filled hospital built from scratch in under 2 weeks at the front line of the outbreak, following a round-the-clock construction marathon that became a national social media sensation. Quick look at the markets now. Gold is trading at $1,575.24 an ounce. The dollar's at